Pennsylvania. My name is the Pear Man. You're listening to the Pear Man Channel. We have an amazing, amazing show tonight. We have one of my favorite creative writers here. Her name is Bernadette Rizzo. Bernadette, say hello.
I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, she's happy. Oh, I'm happy. Oh, it is like, you know what I mean? It's like, Bernadette, explain what it's like.
It's like amazing. Okay, you know the sun?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the sun?
You know, the sun shines on me. Like, you know, like sometimes I feel like I'm just burning it up. Like, I sometimes feel like I'm an Eggo waffle. Just
exactly. That's Larry. That's how I feel right now. That's
yeah.
How happy I feel right now.
Bet, and you know Leah's here, and Leah is like, which one? It's like,
no,
all right, y'all gotta understand.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulties.
There are so many.
Larry was having some issues today.
There are so many mics here, and even though I am a computer science major, you don't always know which buttons to press. It's difficult. It's like, you know, it's like love. You're interested in so many people, and you have to choose one for a marriage, and then you can cheat, though. But that's called...
Hey, unless you're in a polygamous relationship.
Right, you see, that's the thing. Like, Becca doesn't understand that, like, if you cheat, it's not polygamy.
Well,
like, you've got to think about it intellectually.
I cheated on Becca, like, 5 different times.
Oh, yeah, I mean, y'all... All right, so
I feel like now is the time for me to tell you on live air.
I gotta give a little bit of background. So Leah was upset because Becca tried to dress up as a frog for Halloween. If you guys didn't know this, Leah has a frog thing. She said, oh, when you turn into a frog, it goes sexy time. Leah, why do you like frogs so much?
I didn't have enough time to process that for myself. I think you did it for me, though.
So it's the burp, right?
I would not say
it's like, oh, I love it with the burp, cuz, oh, like the burp, like, you know, Bernadette, tell me you're not attracted to sexy burps.
I think he means the ribbit.
I think we all are, but what is the
it's like, oh. Yeah, you gotta think about it.
You know, I think that is the question for the evening. Do frogs have the capacity to burp?
Would that just be croaking?
No.
I think so.
Oh, yep. You see, you got it. Oh, you see, you better stop that because Leah's smiling now.
That's too much. I think I'm going to have to take a break.
You know
right
what
now.
I mean? But it's like,
it's a little overwhelming for me.
You know, Thanksgiving is coming up and there is turkey on the menu. And even though it's not. You just gotta eat the bird, you know what I mean?
We do.
You gotta eat it.
Unless you're vegetarian.
Yeah.
You have to.
Right.
Then you can get a tofurkey.
Ooh.
You know, it's a turkey made out of tofu.
Now that is interesting.
I know.
Tell me about that.
I've never actually had it personally, but I've heard so many good things about tofurkies.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
There's also something called a turducken.
No.
Are you familiar with the turducken?
You gotta explain it, Becca, because some people, they thinking that you talking about
Did
me.
You? I'm sorry. Is this a case of a mistaken identity? I think I was just referred to as Becca.
What?
And I'm very much not Becca.
I don't believe that.
I'm significantly shorter.
Oh.
I also look nothing like Becca.
Uh-oh, Leah. You see, but this is why you need to start cheating on people. All right, I'm going to give y'all a little story. All right. So before I turned into a polygamous, monogamous wedding photographer, a lot of people asked me, you know, do you wear one condom or two condoms when you're in a polygamous
Please
relationship?
Never wear two condoms.
Because you're dating multiple people. So does that mean you have to use multiple condoms?
I feel like it's a lot more efficient. You just, like, take the top one off.
But the thing is, if you use 20 condoms, it feels like your thingy is like wrapped around a balloon tied to a tree. So just like imagine if you just tied your balloon and just like 20 times and it was like around a tree. Like that jaw can't breathe. You gotta take him off. Like, you know, it's like a polygamous relationship. That's how it feels like. And as a wedding photographer, you know, I've never taken a picture of love, but I know what it feels like.
How does wedding photography with having your John wrapped around
your John. Because like
please
Leah,
tell us more about your John being wrapped up.
All right,
like
so it hurts. I'm gonna tell you all that. Like, first of all, like,
good.
There's nothing on like the package. And did you guys know that condoms are only 98% effective?
Yeah,
that means that 2% of every condom that you use is gonna have a baby. So if you use multiple condoms, you're gonna have like a 20% chance. Like the last time I put on 10 condoms, now I'm worried because that's gonna be like a 20% chance. Like, I don't know if
those are some good maths right there.
Yeah, like
solid mathematics.
Are you a math
You know,
he's a CS major.
You know, I could do problems
with
here
the,
and there.
A minor in wedding photography.
All these STEM majors think that they know all this shit.
We
but
do. That's why.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. They think that just because, like, you know, they know like 3 times 12 and like 5 times 100 that
Larry,
they know how the world works.
Do you know what 3 times 12 is?
You know, it's somewhere between 12 and 36 and 48.
Oh my
but
god, you're so right.
Yeah, you know,
you got it right.
I'm a STEM guy. That's just who I am.
Oh no.
But you know,
it's very sexy of you, Larry.
You know me. I'm a little sex man. No, you know what? Don't say that, Leah, because it's all about love.
He has his jaw wrapped around.
I know.
You know,
he's making those ribbit sounds. You know me. I'm just
burping.
I'm all over.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. You gotta think about, you know, what you're saying before you're saying stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just walk around just saying anything. Mm-hmm. You have to be smart. You have to be strategic. You can't just be Bob Dylan rapping like Wiz Khalifa. You have to be like Socrates rapping like you're Nicki Minaj on a dance floor. And that's why Pitbull is so good at rapping. Because he's like, give me everything tonight. I'm in love with you tonight. You know, because he knows what he's saying. He thinks before he speaks.
You know, I
didn't think
I'd get a good idea. Can you continue singing?
Yeah, I would love
I really... I don't think I fully understood,
you know,
what you're trying to say.
As
here.
A singer, one of the things, all right, so like everybody on camp, everybody knows I'm well known for my singing. Everybody's
yes.
like, Larry, come
that
sing
is,
to
that
me.
That was the first thing I knew about you.
Like, professor.
I saw you and I was like, that man is a singer.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just, you know, my physique that makes me come off as a singer, you know, like,
those
I'm just.
Rippling biceps, my
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, you know, I go to the gym once a month. Like, people are in there, they look at me, they're like, wow, like, I could tell you go there once a month. Like, and I'm like, it's more like once a year, but I'm in there. Like, I put in work. Like, they don't know me. Like, I'm in there every year. Like, it's like crazy when I walk in that gym. Oh my gosh. People look at me and I look at them. And it's like, it's you know, it's a vibe.
It is a vibe.
It's all about you looking
at me. Very vibalicious.
Exactly. It's a polygamous gym environment. Mm-hmm. Everybody's looking at one another. Everybody's, you know, looking themselves in the mirror. Everybody just, it's a good time. Like, that's what I love about gyms, that everybody's staring at you and you stare at everybody else. Is that what you guys do in the gym?
Honestly, as a female in the gym, not a fan of the staring.
Yeah, right. Like, it makes
not
me feel uncomfortable. Like, that's just not who, like, people, like, you know, I only go once a year, too. Like, people look at me like my physique is crazy, but I only go on once a year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just not who I am. Right?
For real.
Right. Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know either, Larry.
Like, maybe
Larry,
we're.
I have a great question.
Shoot. Polygamy, all right. You know, Becca is one of those people that ask the most, like, these are the questions that you'll never hear anywhere else.
Nowhere
but
else.
I'm here to answer. Becca, I love that.
Thank you.
Like, I feel like you just asked me, Larry, do you know everything there is to know about the universe? And it's like, yeah, Leah, you know, yeah, Becca, I do. You know, I know it all. I am Tiger King out here. I know it all, you know, but I don't know anything either, because you have to be humble when you know everything. Like,
that's
you know,
true. You can't let them know that
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and it's like, do I really know everything? Yeah. Do I tell people that? No, because then people get jealous, because mm-hmm. you have to be humble.
Polygamous, you know, modesty is
right. Like,
and
you
then,
have to
and,
be
you know,
humble.
Going back to the original question, what is polygamy?
Yeah, that's a great question, and you know, it's great to find answers in jokes. And the best joke I know for this answer is about the bio department and bio majors. Mm. So a lot of the time, people go and they major in bio, but they don't really know what they're majoring in, sure. because bio is all about the imagination. Like, you gotta imagine you're a bio major. You think you're a biomechanic? No, I don't think so. No, because bio, that's just not how the bio works. It's a biology. It's
it is
bio. That's not how that works.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's
like,
so true.
I don't know, Becca, does that answer your question? No, yeah, not that this card canceled. You canceled. You can't just say that because I just gave you an
Becca,
answer.
Becca, you just got owned.
Okay, this is what
Bernadette, shoot.
Okay. Are you guys familiar with the frog life cycle?
No. All right. Please tell me more.
Yeah, because, like, frogs, they breed. They, you know, they have so many kids.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they're like the Duggar family, honestly. All, yeah. All the frogs are just right. Massive Duggar families.
Like, they must wear 100 condoms every time, because that's the only way. Because if you times
no, wouldn't it be the opposite, though? Because then they shouldn't be wearing condoms, no, so they want more kids.
No, condoms are 98% effective. So if you wear 100 condoms, that means it will be 200%. Exactly.
So they have to wear so many condoms.
So what is the threshold for...
Well, you gotta be a bio major to understand the bioethics of what you're thinking about. You can't just say, and this goes back to my point. A lot of people just say things. I don't. I think. You have to think critically. You know, Bernadette, you know so much about writing, but you don't know anything about what it means to think about bio. You have to think about what you're saying before you speak it.
Is that a practice that you use often?
You know, I like to dip and dabble here and there. You know, I like to dip my toe in the fire, but
which
on
toe?
The one without the athlete's foot.
Do you have a favorite toe on your foot?
Yeah, it's the one that, you know, have you guys ever had athlete's foot?
No.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like little, like, you know what I mean? Like, there are seven, like, that's just not me, though. Like, you got to think about your feet. Like, feet care is important.
I am thinking. I want to know what your favorite toe is.
You got to put the toe between the other toes.
But you got five toes.
But if you put your toe on top of the other toe, it makes two toes. And that's called math. And that's how we, you know, we do division. It's like engineers, they don't just come in and build a bridge. They put one log on top of another log and then, like, throw stone and shit on there.
But here's the question. Is your middle toe bigger than your
ring
toe? Ooh.
Oh.
Is it longer?
Wow.
Really that.
Oh.
I thought it's the second toe.
Now that's some food for thought.
Mine is.
In fact, that is some turkey for thought. I'm just going to, you know what? I think everybody's in love. I'm just going to see. Are we in love? I'm going to find out.
I run and think that Cupid's up to something. You ask me how I feel. I say nothing. But lately colors seem so bright. And the stars light up the night. My feet, they feel so light. I'm ignoring all the signs. I keep on fronting. Yeah, I stay bluffing. I keep you wondering, keep you hunting for my loving. But I crave us hugging. Yeah, I stay stubborn. Cause I can't admit that you got all the strings and know just how to tug them.
I think I've been alive. Again, in my head, on my mind. Ooh, pour that cheerio.
It's pacing, I'm confused, I'm dazing. I saw something I never seen in you. It's got me shaking, I must be hallucinating. I hear it happens, I'm just saying. Babe, I'm just saying. Someone give me some papers, someone give me some crayons. I'm feeling like a child, I need something to play on. I'm trying hard to trust you when you say give me your hand. Baby, I'm falling, I hope you catch me when. You're the Dutch and I'm the Duchess. And your blunts are always loose, so I'm in charge of rolling Dutches. And we getting so high, we always get the munchies. And we go for early brunches that turn into late lunches. And we ain't got a label, we're just rolling with the punches. I make fun of your belly and tell you to do some crunches. And you say, yeah, well, your ass jiggles, go and do some lunges. I say, fuck you, while I'm thinking of you as my husband. I think I'm in love. I think I'm in love.
So we are back on the air, which means that you need to, like, you know, it's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's coming up, and we're all in love with the world and life and in general. But not everybody is ready, you know, to fall in love, because love is difficult. And I talk about love so much, but what I'm really getting at is the bio of love. The biology of Thanksgiving is different than just giving thanks to your kids, giving thanks to the tigers, giving thanks to, you know, yourself.
Wait, Tigers?
Yeah, you know the tigers. It's like, roar, they come out of nowhere, give you the Goofy Luffy. You know what I mean? That Goofy Luffy.
What is a Goofy Luffy?
The Goofy, you know, they look at you funny. You know, they hear that they like, Lafayette leopards, like, if you're a leopard, leopard like, roar, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you go to Lafayette, people look at you funny. Like, they want to pounce on you. It's like, hello, like, I'm a tiger. Like, I'm a Luffy Goofy Tiger Man. Isn't that, like, how you guys feel?
No.
No.
Yeah, I'd say I've ever felt like that.
Absolutely.
Really?
I've never felt like a Luffy.
What? No. You guys
have the microphone just died a little bit.
You guys think that you're all Luffy Goofy Looney Tunes, but
I absolutely would consider myself a Luffy Goofy Looney Tunes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm just a pink, fluffy unicorn just floating through life. And, you know, you know, you just gotta float around the world. Like, you gotta be, you know, your own pink fluffy unicorn. You can't just turn into a sexy frog when you want to. You have to have your horn ready to go.
You gotta have that John wrapped in at least 120
times. Yeah,
no, maximum 100.
Well, whatever your whatever your John is, you gotta have fun with the world. You can't just think about what you're doing. You need to think about what you're doing before you do something, and that's called relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody here thinks that they found their one. Like, I've been in a relationship for 4 years. Like, good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Like, come on. Like, nobody actually cares.
I think we have to say shoot.
Oh, right. Shoot. I forgot.
Shoot was the word you were
looking
for. All right.
Well, Leah forgot that it's past 10 p.m. All right. Well, you know, anyway, here's the thing, you know.
I think Larry just forgot.
I want to discuss.
Larry has facial aphasia.
Okay. We don't. Larry is forgotten. All right. Stop using fake words. That's fake.
No,
this is a fully real word.
Fake. Becca. Fake word. Yes or no?
I have a question.
What is that?
This is my question. Is Leah Becca or is Becca Leah?
Oh!
I would like to say. No!
Don't ask that.
Can I be Larry? I would like to.
Okay.
Can I be Larry?
Well, if
I think that's fair.
All right. Well, we can't just.
Hello, guys. My name is Becca Mitchell. I love frogs. I'm an environmental science major.
We can't just all.
What's up, everyone?
And
I'm Larry.
So good at doing nails.
We can't just all be each other, because if we're all...
Can.
No.
It's a free country, Larry. Sorry, Bernadette.
Wait, if it's a...
Bernadette, it's a free country.
No, it's not, because I try... No.
Yeah.
No. Well, I understand that it's a free country.
Read the Constitution. I thought you were the Constitution.
I agree that you...
According to neuroscience, your name is Bernadette.
I agree that you can just...
I'm Leah Sundler.
This is so crazy to me.
I agree that you can just change the channel and you can just change your grades. And I've done that. And I've just changed. Like, I add a 1 to every test I get back.
That's fair.
Like, I'll just put a 1 on my sheet. I've gotten, like, 225s. Like, I'm not saying I'm a genius, but, nobody else in the class got 125. And that's called reality, because
no,
I changed it.
No, that's called polygamy, Larry.
Oh, I see you, Bernadette. You see, that's an English major right there. English majors, they know what to say, when and where and why. And that's called journalism. Like, people wonder why English majors go into journalism. Bernadette just showed everybody. They know when, what, where, why, who.
Larry definitely did show that right there with that statement.
Yeah.
Thank you, Larry, for saying that.
You know, as a journalist, it's really
important. No, Bernadette, I wasn't talking to you.
Well, okay, you're canceled. Leah thinks that she can just go and change personalities.
This is Becca.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know who you're talking about.
All right, you see, you just changed. You changing up the whole... You know, you got...
Hey, you got to keep it fresh. You got to keep it moving, Larry.
All right, well...
Becca, Leah.
We got to keep it moving, but it's all good, though, because there are some funny moments. There are some really just funny moments of Chandler.
Phoebes!
Oh, Chandler, say bye to Phoebe!
Always a pleasure. You ain't
no,
my sandwich?
Ross is. All right, so this is the episode of Friends where Ross is upset that the professor stole his sandwich, and I understand that.
Did you confuse it with your own turkey sandwich?
This is from the episode because you can just tell by the facial expression. Ooh, Ross is giving him the sexy eye. Oh, yeah. Look at him in the eyes. Uh-oh, I'm going to let you guys listen.
Joke or limerick of some kind?
That said, it was my sandwich.
Ooh, Ross is being aggressive. Somebody's a little domination. You know, he's just too dominant. Like, you know, you got to calm down. Like, it doesn't...
What? Well, it was quite large. I had to throw most of it away.
Oh, no, he did not just say that.
My sandwich away. My sandwich. My sandwich.
Joey has got a secret peephole.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yes, he has a naked picture of Monica. He takes naked pictures of us, then he eats chicken, and then he looks at them.
Oh, you see Joey. Uh-oh, Joey got the, you see, sister. And then Phoebe's there, and Monica is ready.
Wait,
wow,
everybody,
this is really intellectual
down, okay?
Right.
Let's
now.
Let's give our friend Joey a chance to explain why he's such a big pervert.
No, I am not a pervert, okay? It's just, I just kind of...
Look, I think I can explain this.
Thank you.
Joey's a sex addict.
What? No, I'm not.
It's okay. It's good. It's good. It's a disease.
No, I am not a sex addict.
Yes, you are. That's the only way to explain all this stuff.
No, it isn't. No, it's not. Because you could also explain it with the truth.
Yes, you can always use the truth. And that's what I really want to get to you guys. Like, the truth is the most important thing. Like, and that's why when everybody starts changing reality and adding ones to their test scores, it's like you get to change the world. Because, like, you know, you have all of these people in the world and professors who want to give you a grade, and you have to understand that you can always add a 2 or a 3 to that test.
But is that truthful?
That's called the truth, Leah.
How is the truth? Because, I'm back, by the way.
Because you can change you can warp the world. In English majors, you know, all English majors, we like to call things, there's like certain words that we use. Yeah.
I thought you were wedding singer and computer
singer. Oh, you bring it up the past.
Wedding photographer.
With the polygamy minor.
All right. Wait, how do you get a minor in Tinder? Because I was trying to do that, and apparently it is not offered here.
Have you talked to the registrar about
this?
Yeah. About your advisor?
Yeah, you can fill out a course petition for that.
Really? Yeah, like, I'm just
trying. You can definitely do some independent study.
You know, studies are so interesting because you can always look at them and find something new. Because, you know, you got to think about what you're doing in the world and what you're adding to different pieces that are around you. Mm-hmm. And it's so great to have English majors. You know, in English, we call these things, there's a term for this, and it's called creative nostalgia. And it's a term all English majors know. You know, it's only to the English majors.
Really? Because I don't know that word.
All right. Whoa! You see, you got to learn what you're thinking about. Like, that's called being English.
Larry, I have a question for you.
Tell me.
I have a question. What's polygamy?
Polygamy is when, you
Let's
see...
Let's get back to this question.
You know,
I've been waiting all night to get back to
this
question.
You can't just be a pervert about polygamy. You have to be serious and funny about the world.
I'm serious and funny about polygamy. I just want to know what it is.
All right, well...
I second that.
Are you guys ready to hear the answer?
We've been ready all
so
this
ready.
Whole time, Larry.
Right, well, I'm going to give the answer in a story. So there are stories that give you life and breed just something amazing in you, like... Are you ready? I'm ready for you. You know, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready for the answer. And that's the answer that I'm going to give you guys. You have to be ready for polygamy. You have to be ready for monogamy. You have to be ready, you know, to do statistics in your mind about the world. And that's a great feature about polygamy that a lot of people don't understand. And you have people like Leah and Becca who will just gaslight you into giving them the answer of questions that they don't even know are real words. And that's called the creative nostalgia I was talking about with the English majors. And it's so great to be able to use words like that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So did that answer your question?
I'm lost.
No.
But also, 100%.
Yeah, like, you understand it.
Yep. No.
What? No, y'all got to understand it.
I think you have to explain it to me one more time.
Well, all right, so I'm going to explain it to you by asking you, what is polygamy?
Polygamy is the practice or custom of having more than one
wife. Okay, and it is so, you know, you can't just go to the internet because the internet is always subjective.
Hey, you know what? You're a CS major. Your entire career is going to be the internet.
Well, that's subjective, though.
It's completely objective.
No, it's subjective.
It is an objective fact that your career will be the internet.
But, you know, everything that you do is going to be for the goddess. Okay.
Which goddess? Freya?
No. You have to explain that.
Freya, the goddess?
Yeah, like the goddess, like, you gotta be like, I'm in love with
I mean, there are definitely multiple mythologies.
Baby,
right?
No.
And there are goddesses within many different mythologies. There's Greek, there's Roman. There's Norse.
There is the Roman god Polygamus, which is where now I see what you guys are getting at.
Exactly.
This is because you guys have a third party in your relationship. Wait, Bernadette, when did you start dating Leah?
We're going on about 3 years now.
Oh, Becca, how did that make you feel?
Are you kidding me?
Honestly, Becca?
I had no idea.
No, you're the other woman.
Did not even know y'all knew each other.
What? This is wild. They're just... All right, so for those of you just listening.
This is the time we're making our appointment.
This is Leah and Becca, and they're just finding out that people are dating. Like, they're just finding out that they're in love with different frogs. Bernadette, how does that make you feel?
I feel great because I think I have the upper hand here.
Oh, Bernadette said I'm a roommate though with the world and I'm just going to be a roommate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, that's just so amazing to me how you guys are able to just do that with each other. Like, I'm so impressed. Good for you guys.
Thank you.
I'm still upset about the fact that I've been completely blindsided for the past 2 semesters.
You know, Becca, it was on a need-to-know basis and I just didn't think you needed to know.
I asked you, I was like, is Bernadette a part of this relationship?
And
no, she is not.
We're talking about truth. Truth is subjective. And I told my truth.
It's polygamy, Becca.
It's like,
that's the definition of polygamy.
Exactly. It's like when Joey told Chandler and Monica that he's a pervert. But he's not, though, because that's
He's just
not,
Larry.
Yeah, no. Don't say that because you know it's a rabbit hole. It's a rabbit hole because everything's subjective.
What is a rabbit hole?
A rabbit hole, all right. Well, you know what I mean. I can't get into the whole world right now.
If I had two rabbits, I would name them...
Rabbit and Hole?
No, I would name them Carly and Tony.
Wow! That is a stellar name! That is such a name that some people might give that two names! That is a great name, though. Really great name, Becca.
Thank you.
The English department might call that... a minor, wouldn't you say?
As in an underage individual?
Yeah, like that's a minor, right? Like,
I mean, that sounds concerning.
That's a minor in wedding photography.
Yeah, you gotta be a... Yeah, no, like, you know, like that's the thing though. Like, I love the English department because you can just minor and, you know, it's fun, right?
That's what Tinder's all about.
Yeah, you gotta be on Tinder though. Tinder's strategic. It's like you gotta put your best pictures there. Everybody's watching you. It's concerning because you never get matches, but it's all right because you never know who that top pick is going to be.
Larry, are you just saying you never get matches?
I'm saying that I'm a Tinder scholar. When I pop up there, people look at me and they're like, ooh, sexy. That's called a sexy scholar right there, you know, but that's just me.
Is that your caption on your Tinder?
No, my caption is that I'm a future neurosurgeon, so you know I'm good with the head.
Wow, honestly... I really like that one.
Yeah, you know, it's the caption. That's what matters in relationships and love. Mm-hmm. You have to sell yourself to love.
You gotta sell yourself.
That's not your bio.
Yeah, before Bernadette dated Leah and Becca, Bernadette had to understand that she's roommates with Carly. So she had to sell herself to the marriage of roommates.
Yeah.
Larry, fact check right here. Your bio is, in fact, I'm on here for the same reasons you are, for the name recognition.
Yeah, the name recognition. Like, that's what it's about. It's all about the name recognition. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on there. Oh, you show it. Oh, don't show me off like that.
Let me see Larry's
ass. Oh, my gosh.
Another photo. Look at those
abs.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Larry is a nice fine Tinder specimen page. Of
you
a man.
Know what I mean? And that's why Joey and Monica were upset, because Joey could never find himself on Tinder.
They have Tinder in the 1990s.
You know, they had Love, and if you have Love, you have Tinder.
I think
Tinder.
Love was only invented in, like, the early 2000s with, like, Katy Perry.
But that's a really interesting point. You know what? I really appreciate you, you know, having you guys on the show, you know.
Always.
Bernadette, it's always a pleasure to have English majors. You know, a lot of people don't know what a minor means, but English majors do.
I'm so happy but, to be married.
So, but I will see you guys next time. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is the Pear Man, and I will see you next time.